Welcome to Conservative's Guide. Thank you for tuning in and sharing these episodes. Well, unless you're on some other planet, you know the Supreme Court took some action this past week to overturn Roe v. Wade. But what do we really know? What did they do? Based on a media reporting of the event, one would think women's rights have taken a huge step backwards. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about what the Supreme Court really did and what we as conservatives should be doing about it. Welcome to the Conservative's Guide to American Politics. My name is Ed Bejarano, and I am an otherwise happy-go-lucky conservative who enjoys life in North Idaho with his wife and two golden retrievers. For all intents and purposes, I keep to myself and figure folks should live and let live. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But I am frustrated watching the news. All I really tune in to see is the weather and maybe some local interest stories, but most of what they show me is their political bias and socialistic tendencies. The American media is no longer neutral. Instead, they use their megaphone to influence political power. The ideals of America have been hijacked by people who otherwise dislike or hate American ideology. I started this podcast as my way to fight back from my little slice of America. Call it a rallying cry for other common sense conservatives to arm themselves against the onslaught of negativity. It is time the America-hating progressives hear from the silent majority. It is time for conservatives to stand up and be heard. Now, before I dive in, let me highlight a few things folks are saying about the ruling. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus are urging President Joe Biden to declare a national emergency after the Supreme Court voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. I guess the idea is to seize control of the court and impose dictatorial rule over the lands. You'll see just how hypocritical this statement is in just a few minutes. President Biden said, quote, "I think the Supreme Court has made some terrible decisions," when he was asked, "Is the Supreme Court broken?" Here are some thoughts from folks on the left. Quote, "Burn it down and start fresh," one protester told Fox News. You know, that sounds mostly peaceful, right? Another, honestly, if taking it to the streets and impeaching them is going to get people to listen, that's what we're going to have to do, one pro-choice protester told Fox News. I love pro-choice. Take to the streets and impeaching them is going to get people to listen. Pro-choice. Force them to listen. Okay, true story. A couple of weeks ago, I did an episode, and I echoed Congresswoman Maxine Waters' words. You know, the one about getting in the face of people. And one listener literally lost his mind. His rants are available on the Conservatives Guide Facebook page. I contemplated deleting him because, honestly, they're really stupid. But I left it because the left hates when people on the right stand up and protest. You know, like when parents go to school board meetings to complain about CRT and the U.S. Capitol when an election is stolen. Okay, here's some more thoughts from the left. Quote, "I think the solution is to keep being in the streets," one protester said. He pointed to rampant activism in the 1960s. Interesting time frame. Are they openly calling for the race riots of the 60s to make a return? Quote, "Expand the court," another demonstrator said. When the leaders sitting in the seat don't do what liberals demand, then their voice must be diluted. Here's a quote. Quote, "We have to get people out who are not in tune with women's choice," end quote. But if their voice cannot be diluted, then the individuals must be removed. The last quote is so indicative of how America works today. And by the way, is a rally cry for me and this show. We have to get people out who are not ... fill in the blank. People who disagree with the left must be canceled. Climate change, gay rights, energy, trade, foreign wars, and Supreme Court decisions, just to name a few. I cannot tell you how many times folks ask me, why are they doing this? What is the end game of the left? Well, the fundamental transformation of America into a socialist utopia. Or that is what they say. You and I, who've kept up with world history over the last, 6,000 years, know the goal is dictatorship and absolute power. With power comes the money. This is all about greed. Okay, so what did the Supreme Court really do? Honestly, it is confusing watching the news because folks just outright lie, or at best, speak from a point of unbelievable ignorance. Here's a passage from the U.S. Constitution, specifically the 10th Amendment. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. That's it. That's the 10th Amendment. In its simplest form, the Supreme Court did that. They pushed an issue that is not mentioned anywhere in the U.S. Constitution over to the state legislatures and ultimately the people to decide. Here's what Justice Alito wrote in his majority decision. Quote, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Its reasoning was exceptionally weak, and the decision has had damaging consequences. And far from bringing about a national settlement of the abortion issue, Roe and Casey have inflamed debate and deepened division. It is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. If one were to believe what CNN, NBC, ABC, all the other alphabet news groups are saying, then the Supreme Court just outlawed abortion. Now, you and I know the Supreme Court did what the Constitution said it was supposed to do and push an issue that is not mentioned anywhere in the U.S. Constitution over to the states for decision. In other words, the Supreme Court forced democracy to be observed. Now, here's another quote from Justice Alito. Quote, our decision returns the issue of abortion to those legislative bodies, and it allows women on both sides of the abortion issue to seek the effect the legislative process by influencing public opinion, lobbying legislators, voting, and running for office. Women are not without electoral or political power. It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who register to vote and cast ballots is consistently higher than the percentage of men who do so. So what Justice Alito just said there, what are you complaining about, women? You outnumber us. There's more of you voting than there are of us. Get into the process. Do something about it. You don't like the way the laws are written? Get elected and change them. Lobby legislators. Vote. Oh, my goodness. Now, just for good measure, here's one more quote from Justice Alito. Quote, abortion presents a profound moral question. The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey aggregated that authority. We now overruled those decisions and return that authority to the people and their elected representatives. In my original show outline, I was gonna make a connection between Roe and the January 6th commission. But, you know, I felt the topic should be expanded to an entire episode and pushed out a few weeks. Plus, there are still things being developed on your January 6th thing. So today, I'm just going to focus on state sovereignty. But I think that there's an underlying issue here that the left is really worried about. And we can see it in their behavior most prevalently on the January 6th commission. So I'm working on that episode. I've got to start on the writing. It's pretty deep, but that really needs to be an entire episode by itself. So we're just going to focus today on abortion. So state sovereignty, that is what this is all about. State rights over the federal government. Honestly, this is a debate that is over 246 years old. Federalism versus a republic. Our founding fathers argued this point for over 7 years before they penned the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights. The point is the very core of what makes America the greatest nation on earth. So, here it is. In America, we do not relegate decisions to a central federal body. President Obama, as then senator, said it best. Quote, the U.S. Constitution is a set of negative rules restricting what the government can and cannot do, not one that tells the citizens what they can or cannot do. Quote, bingo! The U.S. Constitution, with the 10th Amendment, said, the powers not delegated to the United States by the U.S. Constitution, nor prohibited to it by the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. The Founding Fathers said, quote, if we didn't write it down, then it belongs to the people to decide. That means the people of each state in the Union will decide if abortion should be legal or not. Don't like what your state decided? Then move. I think that's why the domestic terrorists burning down women's health clinics and storming state capitol buildings right now are losing their mind. They just don't want to have to move. I hate moving. I don't blame them. But honestly, that's it. I know those of you who are pro-choice see this argument differently. I don't mean to make light of it. There's a whole discussion about the 14th Amendment and the interstate commerce. That is an issue I will address in a future episode. I'm not dismissing the idea entirely, but I'm restricting the topic today to the 10th Amendment because that's what our founding fathers created. Abortion was not addressed in the U.S. Constitution and thus is a state's sovereignty issue, period. Full stop. I think that's how the vice president puts it, but I digress. Pro-life folks like me do love the Supreme Court decision. And I do recognize that when Roe was passed in 73, a whole string of abortion clinic bombings took place. Violent reaction to the Supreme Court's decisions is not a brand-controlled reaction to one political persuasion. Passionate Americans who feel their voices not being heard fight back. That is the American way. Just ask the British. What should we as conservatives do about this turn of events? Here's where I might upset a few folks. We need to take our victory and go home. We got this issue put in the state legislature as it was designed to be. We don't need to try and turn this back into a federal issue and force other states to adopt our pro-life stance. This is a difficult point, so bear with me for just a few more minutes. The pro-life movement says abortion is murder. Murder is illegal. So the natural response is to punish anyone who commits murder. A very logical progression. However, the Supreme Court did not determine if abortion is murder or not. The Supreme Court's decision did not define when a fetus becomes a life. They said the issue is not addressed in the Constitution and must be determined by the states. Now, many states have already taken a legislative action and enacted trigger laws that will restrict or outlaw abortion. That is the state's rights to define both the definition of abortion and any potential punishment for the act. But it is not the next state's rights to tell other states how they should legislate. Right now, the pro-life movement is trying to take the momentum from the Supreme Court victory and turn it into a national effort to outlaw abortion throughout the entire United States. I'm telling you, that's just not going to happen. It is stupid to try. We have some very deep blue states in the union. Turn them red, and then maybe you have a chance. But fight right now to outlaw abortion nationwide is going to do exactly what Roe did in the first place, taking an issue that is not mentioned in the Constitution and making it a federal cause. We need to take the victory we have and go home. If you are pro-life and live in a pro-choice state, then you have a decision to make. You can stay in the blue state and work to turn it red, or you can do like my wife and I did and move to a red state. One thing is for certain, so long as the cancel culture is practiced, America is going to suffer great unrest and violence. Coupled with the state of the economy, our national food system, and the aggressive posture of foreign adversaries, and we have the makings of a worldwide crisis. My advice to all conservatives, hunker down and pray to God for calmness.
This has been an episode of The Conservative's Guide to American Politics. We hope you've gained new knowledge that helps you in your day-to-day struggle to navigate the minefield of liberal ideals. Please share this episode with your conservative friends and help them gain the strength needed to face the progressive assault against America. The stance we take today will determine our future and the future for our children. Like this podcast and help send a message to the progressives. Stand proud of your conservative ideology. Bring together your neighbors and look not for the shelter of silence. Speak your mind, exercise your right to free speech, or one day the idea of America might only be a note in history.